Hi, this is Shante with customer support. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. My name is John Wood, and I have a charge on my account, on my bank checking account, for a Dynamic Smart Applian. I don't know if it's application, appliance, or what.
Okay, I'd be glad to assist you in the matter. What's your first name? John?
John Wood. W-O-O-D. Yes, ma'am. It might be under Alicia. A-L-I-C-I-A. Wood.
I have one for John. Let me see. So for security purpose, can you verify your address?
703 North, 800 West, Switz City, Indiana, 47465.
Oh, no, that's not true. Let's see. Let me search a little bit more. Oh, no. Let me just check a little bit more.
Seems like I'm calling you guys every time I get my bank statement.
Which one did I just look at? Not that one. Let's see.
The charge is for
$7.95. How do you spell the, you said with Alicia, how do you spell hers?
A-L-I-C-I-A.
Okay. Uh-oh. Okay, let's see. No, I don't have one for that. Let's go back to yours because I'm not finding an account.
Well, our cards were hacked.
Oh, you know what? Let's try with that. Let's see who name it would be under. Okay, the card that was used, do you have the card in possession?
Well, not the ones that were hacked, no. What's the last four numbers?
That's what, see, well, with the card, we would need the first six and the last four.
If you tell me the last four, I can tell you whose card it is.
See, that's the thing. We the name that I had for you is not the address is not matching up, so I don't no. Let me put your name back in and see can I find, because I don't have anything popping up with oh, you see a name. Okay, so what would your email be?
Iron, I R O N W O O D. jr@gmail.com. Ironwood Jr., all lowercase, @gmail.com.
Hold on, I might have to go with that. See, that's not even popping up. Try one more. Okay, let's see. Let me see if I take this out. Will it pop up? Okay. So it's, let's go through this again. Iron
Wood Jr., J-R.
hold on. Iron Wood all together.
Yes. All lowercase.
Okay, Iron Wood Junior.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
At gmail.com.
Okay, let's see, does this pull up? Okay, that's why, because your name is listed as John Wood Jr., not just John Wood, so it won't pull up. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so verify your address for me again.
703 North, 800 West, Switz City, SWITZ City, Indiana, 47465.
Okay, I do have that verified.
Don't be doing that now.
It's been a long day. I'm sorry, it's been a long day. If y'all can tell you some of the stories we've been through, it's been a long day. But okay, I do have that verified. I'm just waiting for the system to fully upload, and then I can access the account and tell you what's going on.
All right. I shouldn't. Anything that's in my account under our names,
mm-hmm.
please stop it.
Okay. Now we'll go ahead and cancel the account today.
Okay. Because I don't know what this is. She don't know what it is. And if it's attached to something we bought, we don't want it.
Okay. I gotcha.
I don't like the way they do that to you.
Yes, sir. So it seems that on the 23rd of November, it was a sweepstakes entry where you just pay the $7.95 for the sweepstakes, and if you won, that'll cover the shipping and handling.
No,
it was for a tablet.
Yeah, see, they've done that to us before, and we don't do that.
Oh, okay. Well, so what that was, that was 23rd. So within, it's been with 2 days, they charge you the monthly membership for the Factory Direct store, and it's billed within 48 hours after signing up if you don't cancel out or opt out. So the charge is that, that's showing up on y'all statements for the amount of the $67.32 cent. It's supposed to be for the monthly membership amount. But I can go ahead and cancel the account like you said, but the charges was declined. They didn't ever come through for authorization to be paid to us. So we just can go ahead and cancel it out.
Well, I got a charge on here for $7.95.
Okay, so that was for the...
That was on the 25th.
Yeah, that was for the sweepstakes entry of the tablet, to try to win the tablet.
Yeah, that's... we didn't do that.
Okay.
But every month they get us for something like this. I've called you people every month when I...
It's not her.
No, it's not her.
Really?
Well, it is when they say customer support. Oh, well. You can get it stopped. That's what we want.
I'm just notating the account. I'm still here for both cancellation and close.
Okay. How many accounts is under our name?
I'm just pulling up this one. I never did ain't anything with Miss Alicia. So I didn't find an account with her. I just found this with you. But it was located under John Wood Jr.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I thank you.
Yes, sir. Not a problem. Well, it's a good thing the other charge didn't go through.
Yeah. That's why it didn't go through, because my card got hacked the day before payday.
Oh, wow. No.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I be thinking we be having a day. Yeah, you done had a rough 2 days.
I've had a rough month. Well, I've got like 11 auto pays, and it doesn't distinguish whether they're off the bank account or off my debit card.
Mhm.
And so I have to sit down and call every one of them. This is the third month in a row I've had to do this.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. They shut my wife off. She had to go to another bank. She couldn't get another card. They hacked her so many times.
Oh. Yeah, that's why I say with stuff, I tell a lot of people, you have to be mindful. Now, it's not even the fact of how... Like your wife said, with the people, it's just people finding all kind of ways to hack and use the system and things or whatever. You just don't know where you can go.
My information was compromised through medical databases.
Okay.
A place that they sent a biopsy that I had done.
Mm-hmm.
It was hacked. They gave me that was through what was it? Two of them were through Experian, and the other one was through TransUnion.
Yeah, that's why even with them or whatever, people, when they do they credit check, I don't even do that. If I don't, I go in straight into my credit union, and I let them run my credit. Like if I'm looking at something and see where my standpoint is, whatever. I stopped doing a lot of stuff online, and even now, like when I order stuff online, like for me or my kids, using Amazon or Walmart, when I do my info, I take my card right back out. I close it right back out, so can't nobody go in there and try to hack into it. So if they don't have nothing on file, they can't hack nothing.
Well, they've done it somehow, and it's my information's on the dark web, and so
yeah, because even now I see, like, I used to, you know how when you get
my mother's maiden name, every piece of security information that people want from you, they've got it. It's on
the dark. Yeah, the hackers, they're real good. I do agree, because like I learned how I be reading reviews and stuff like that. When you go and get gas and pay at the pump, it's so convenient instead of going into the thing. But they had started putting systems in on the pump for you to get hacked. So now I go directly into the store or whatever, and you know how they ask you to, what do you do? You need your receipt. I tell them, I said with my credit union, I can always check it on online or whatever and stuff like that. But yeah, now it's just hard, even with restaurants, because they were saying it that with I know they said with Wendy's at one time, when you would go to eat, they some kind of way they had put it on them on the cards where you use your credit card to pay for your food at the window, they was charging them. I had a friend, it had hacked her. She had went to Wendy and they cleaned out her whole account. Mhm. So yeah, that's why I say I can sympathize with you, and I have empathy towards that, because it's hard. You don't know, you know.
You have no recourse.
Mhm.
So they offered me this Experian Identity Credit Works for free for a year. One of them.
Mhm.
The other one offered me 2 years of Experian Identity Works credit protection, and TransUnion, I can't remember what they call theirs, their credit protection bureau that they work with, or I don't know.
Well, yeah, with the credit union, I like them. Got it signed up through my father being into the Army with Navy Federal. They do a lot of stuff like the credit and stuff like that, and they even told us to stay off of websites, let Experian and them run stuff. Any bank can tell you your credit status or whatever. So I learned with that, and then like I said with them, I have access to my account every time my transaction a beat. So if like something is not right or like how you do with us, either they're gonna call me or they're gonna send me a text asking confirming this or in regards to the matter or to give them a call on a process of a transaction.
The fraud department was calling me constantly asking me, do you recognize this charge? Do you recognize this charge? Do you recognize this charge?
Mm-hmm.
And I tell them no.
And they shut the card off.
No, they shut your card down.
Yeah.
They shut it off.
Yeah, the only thing about it, when they shut your card off, you have to wait the time frame to receive a new one, and you have to go into the bank to draw money off. So, yeah, that's the only inconvenience of that.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm so sorry this happened. But, yes, so now we have this account canceled and closed, and I can give you a cancellation code also to confirm it. But thank God it didn't charge you the membership price.
What was that?
What is it anyway?
It was for a tablet.
Oh.
For sweepstakes to win a tablet.
I've got a tablet that I haven't even activated yet.
See there?
So that tells you right there it wasn't us.
Right.
I'm ready anytime you got that number.
Okay, it's C as in Charlie.
Yes.
263.
Yes.
049.
Yes.
588.
Yes.
And that's the end of the cancellation code.
Okay,
well, I am so sorry this happened for you, but if it's not anything else that I can assist you with, thank you for calling customer support, and y'all have a great day.
You too.
The same.
Bye-bye.